Welcome back. You're here with David Faisal on QR Calgary and More Than Money. The retirement process is about more than money. Why, you know, that's why we called the show More Than Money, right? But and particularly at times like this, Faisal, people get so trapped up in the short term, and it's all about the money. And it shouldn't be.
So okay. I was talking to a friend of mine, and his father and I were chatting at their home, and the whole conversation was about the portfolio, how much money they have. Now that I have this magic number, I can retire. And I asked the question, so what are you going to do with your time?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just focusing on my portfolio. I think I'm going to spend my time looking at my portfolio. Like it was all about
right.
the money.
It was about the money, yeah.
It was all about the money. Yeah. And that got me going, well, wait a minute. That doesn't sound like a fun retirement. That sounds not so fun.
Sounds like work. Yeah, and listen, we're not for a second suggesting the money's not important, but
yeah.
It's not the only focus in retirement. A good quality retirement takes a heck of a lot more than that. And one of the things that it takes is an understanding or a transition and a purpose of what comes next, right?
Yeah.
It's not a destination, it's the next stage in the journey.
That's right.
And what we find is there's so many people that are ill-equipped, haven't thought about it, because they have just been focused on getting to their magic number. So let's talk about that. We have Furkan Dandia, who's a counselor, author, and a podcaster joining us. Furkan, thank you, first of all, for being with us today.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me. Excited to be here.
So you heard our setup to this thing. Let me just throw it to you, the hot potato, and let you run with this idea. How well prepared are people after they forget about the money? Okay, how well prepared are they for retirement?
Well, I think that's part of the problem, right? I think after the concept of money or the idea of your identity with what you're doing for work, whatever that may be, people have lost sight of what comes in that next chapter of life. And I think that's where a lot of the anxiety comes in, because people haven't thought about that life or that next chapter. And what I try to focus on with people is to think about that purpose, as you alluded to earlier. What is your purpose? And try to take away that identity from the money or whatever your role is, whether you're a CEO or you're an executive somewhere. It's more than that. And I think that's where the struggle comes in, because people are so identified with those things. And what I try to focus on with people is look at your vision, and your title or your net worth are just means. They're kind of supporting that vision, but they're not your vision. And this is a tough concept for people to grasp, but often I also ask them, think about what you're going to ask yourself on your deathbed. Is it going to be about how much money you had in the bank account? Is it going to be about all the titles you had? No, it's about the meaningful relationships you had, the tangible things you did for other people, or the legacy you left behind. And that's often outside whether, you know, it's your net worth or your titles, right? So I keep coming back to that.
Mm-hmm. Furkan, you're now just throwing in a monkey wrench in everybody's program, and let me tell you why I said that. I'll go back to when I was in grade school, my parents said to me, go get educated, go get a good job, you can make good money, and then you can retire. They never said, go get an education, go get a job, and go find your purpose so that you can have an enjoyable life. It was about the pillars of education, money, retirement. That's it.
Right.
And there was no concept of purpose. So now you've got a demographic of individuals, and it's my demographic and older, I'm going to make that assumption, that the word purpose is fairly new
right.
to their vocabulary. And so with that, how do you change someone's mindset
right.
from going what I've been raised at to the mindset of purpose?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think there, to your point, there is, you know, I can relate to that too, because I was raised the same way. It was the same goals, same things I focused on to achieve myself. But at some point in my life, I realized that, okay, well, I'm living someone else's dream here. And this is not meaningful for me, because I started questioning my own mortality. And to your question, the mindset really needs to shift, because otherwise, you're just plugging away. And, you know, as we've talked about so far, once you get to that retirement phase, you don't know what you're doing next. And that's why you need to take a step back and look beyond that. And part of it is there is a generation gap, right? I think our parents for me, my parents were immigrants. They had to do those things to be able to provide for their families. And that's what they've been doing. But I see it with my parents too. Now that they're getting at that retirement phase, they don't know what they're going to do with their time because their identity was associated with their jobs. And I think that's where the struggle is. And what I suggest to people with mindset is start thinking about things that you can do outside of work. You could do for your community. How can you give back? Because those are the things that can provide meaning to you. And those are the things that can sustain you past retirement, because now you're not identified with your job only or your net worth.
So Furkan, let me ask this question. What I find with our clients who I would say have this vision of purpose, it always revolves around the concept of active service, servicing others versus themselves. So if they're out volunteering, helping people, working with people, taking care of their family, whatever it may be, that sense of purpose or drive is in the form of act of service, not act of experience, meaning going and traveling. And yes, they do those things, like they travel, they'll buy stuff, but it's really in the act of service of others is where they find purpose. Is this accurate or is this an anomaly? And if it is accurate, what do people need to do to get to that phase?
Well, that is accurate. And I will say this too, there's been tons of research from a neuroscience perspective too, that when people are engaging in these acts of service, that is when they experience joy. So it's not that you're doing this service. Yeah, obviously you're benefiting others, but you're also getting something out of it. You're experiencing this sense of happiness and joy, which you may not experience otherwise. So the sense of fulfillment you get from acts of service is definitely proven through research. But I think there's so many opportunities around us that we lose sight of, right? And one of the things I've also shared with men specifically is creating their own tribes. And I'm a big proponent of having men's groups where you can sit with, whether you're in the same age bracket or similar life experiences, you can have these conversations. And that in itself can be an act of service, because not only are you learning from other men, but you're also sharing your own wisdom and experiences. And there's been a lot of research done around that too, because we're social beings. We need that sense of connection, which we lose towards that retirement phase of our lives. We don't have those sense of or connections with similar people. And you see that a lot, where if you're sitting with men or in groups, you're able to support each other. And you know, if you realize that, hey, I can help you in this area of your life, and then the other person can help you in another area of your life. So there are all these opportunities to find purpose. You just need to start looking for it. And it could be in your community, like I said earlier, or within your social circle, but having these meaningful conversations, which we've shied away from, that's where we need to start breaking that stigma and moving past it.
Furkan, how do people get in touch with you if they want to listen to your podcast or connect with you in your group sessions that you have?
Well, the easiest way is my Instagram, or my podcast is called Easy Conversations. It's available on all platforms. And for its social media, it's Eunoia Zen, Eunoiazen. Easy to find me. And Eunoia is a beautiful state of mind, and that's what I'm hoping to share with other people.
Furkan, thanks very much for joining us today. We appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, listen, there's a bunch of interesting stuff there. I think there's two times in a person's life where they get really challenged. Kids leave home. Mm-hmm. Often you're focused on raising kids. That's your purpose.
Correct.
Now what's my purpose?
Correct.
Retirement. Left the job.
Correct.
Now what's my purpose?
Change of identity.
Change of identity, right? And so we often talk about being self-directed. You need to be self-directed in these cases by choosing what is next for you on that journey, not other-directed. Because I'll tell you what, we've seen lots of this. Other people will drag you into things. And if it's not your purpose and it's other people's purpose, that will diminish the quality of your experience in retirement.
When you set up your entire retirement, you need a proper foundation, then you can go and work and live the life that you want. And we're going to talk about building that strategy just for yourself on Tuesday, March 21st, 7 p.m. at the Four Points Sheraton Hotel. You need to reserve your seats for this. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
With all the volatility in the stock market, what role does the bond market play? Stick around after the break. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.